minute that we spend fulfilling our responsibilities. Of course, the questions might be different for each of us. The ones who don't own a lot and who don't have a big fortune is going to have to a lot of questions, and vice versa. After all, the more you have, the more you earn, the more questions you're going to have to answer. If the questions are hard questions, and if justice is to be done, then we're going to have to answer for our deeds, how we gained the material wealth and how we spent the money we make. I don't think people who are sitting here are rich people. I hope you're not, but if you are, then you're going to have to answer. And explain what your responsibilities were and how you gained the fortune you have. If you have no answer, and if you cannot account for your deeds, then you're going to have to answer the next question, and that is why you didn't do what you were responsible for. And if you say that you knew what your responsibilities were, and if you haven't done your responsibilities, then you're going to have to answer. You're going to have to answer for your negligence as well. No one is going to be able to claim that one's deeds can answer for one's intentions. Even divine messengers couldn't do it. That's why they repented all the way to the end. Imam Sajjad said that God's justice is what is difficult for him. So if justice is to be done, and if we're going to have to answer on the resurrection day, then we have to repent and ask God for forgiveness if we have done wrong. Of course, one can always say that one has done according to one's best abilities. One can say that one did as much as he could. And if there were shortcomings, then you're going to have to ask for forgiveness by repenting. So what we need to do here and now is to use everything we have at our disposal and discover our potentials and do the best we can. If we do the best we can, then we have something to answer for. When we named this year as the year of extra diligence and extra work, we didn't specifically mean that we need to work twice as hard. We need to work hard several fold. All of us are like mines that haven't been exploited. For instance, in the area of economics, in the area of science, we need to know that we have a lot of potential in our country to discover. So, every one of you, in whatever position you are, then you have to work hard, because we are going to be compared with other countries. And then everyone knows that we have a lot to exploit. For instance, in the area of economy, we have a lot of capabilities. In the area of science, for instance, it's astonishing. Our potentials are so many that if we work a little harder, and when there is a push in order to do better in the area of science, then we see a lot of young people flourish, just like flowers that flourish in a garden. And then we find out that we could do. As far as culture work is concerned, we see that our people are ready. We have a lot of talents, lots of them, in fact. And this means that we have a lot of potentials and capabilities. For instance, in the area of technology, we see that we can achieve so much that it we can't even imagine at this time. Who is going to exploit and discover these potentials? You and me. If we don't realize where the potentials are, then we have not done enough. If we know what our potentials are, and if we don't discover them and use them to the benefit of the country, then we have neglected. So we have to go forward and try to reach the peak of the mountain of success, just like a mountain climber who has good build and he's strong enough and he can achieve championship. The same can be said about works that we need to have high spirituality, or when we want to have God's blessing on us and our people, then we have to work as hard as we can. And if we don't utilize what we have at our disposal, and if we don't discover and exploit our potentials, then we have done wrong, not only to ourselves, also to our people, especially to those who have the potential and the capability in order to do something worthwhile. And then we're going to have to answer for our shortcomings. Talking about these things is easy, but actually doing these things is not easy. We need to be diligent and work hard. If any of us have objectives to achieve, God will help us to achieve our objectives as long as we work hard. God, in fact, God, in fact, helped all of us, even those who work for the material gain. And he helps more. He helps, gives more help to the people who also work for life hereafter. When I talk about working hard, I don't mean just doing our supplications and performing daily prayers. We have to do much more than that. If you go back in history, in the beginning of Islamic era, those people who were blessed by God's blessings were blessed not just for their supplications, because of their hard work. Look at Abi Zar or Ammar or Miqdad or Maysab ibn Tammar or Malik Ashtar. These figures are praised not just for their spirituality and supplications. History knows these people because of their stance, because of the position they took that helped society to go forward. There were also some people who were not only they were not praised, they were also condemned in a way. Not because they drank spirits or because they didn't do their daily prayers. They were blamed because they didn't play the role they should have when the right time came. So we need to know that even though doing our prayers and reciting Quranic verses are necessary, but it's not enough. We need to read Sahife Sajjadiyye, Imam Sajjad's Book of Supplication, or Imam Hussein's supplications, or other supplications. In fact, these rituals, doing and performing these rituals, work as catalysts. And then, once you do what God commanded us to do, then it is easier to do other tasks. So, if anyone decides to do what God wants them to do, then God will help them. And with the same token, if some people lived in order to satisfy their material needs and for the joy of this material life, God also will help them. And they find what they are after. And they enjoy life, this life, but in life hereafter, in the next life, they won't gain anything because they didn't work for those gains. Now, my dear brothers and sisters that are here today, know these things very well. I'm just reminding you of some of these points. A reminder is always beneficial. We may know a lot, but we need to be reminded of what we need to do. We need to know that our objective by coming to this life has never been gaining money or riches. Or, for instance, achieve high ranks in the government or have people bow to us. The objective is salvation and having rewards in the real life. Now, sooner or later, we're going to have to leave this material life, and then the eternal life, which is the second life, and we need to think for that life. Since all high-ranking officials from the three branches of government are here, is to protect the unity in whatever we do. Of course, having one voice in everything is not possible, and it's not even desired. Differences of opinion and having different ideas among you is in fact very constructive, and no one can expect you all have the same voice and have one idea and agree on everything. In fact, from day one of the mankind's creation, this difference of opinion among creations of God is always desired. But we need to work in tandem. We need to work together and to the same direction. No one expects that people have no discussions. I mean academic discussions or any other discussions. If they can come to, they can share a common point or come to some kind of agreement, all the better. But if that didn't happen, it is still constructive. But if one cripples the system, the locomotive that they need to have working in order to get to the same point, then we are in trouble. We cannot separate our ways, and we cannot say that each one of us should go on one's way. When it comes to important decisions, when we are talking about important issues, we need to be very careful not to let the differences of opinion come to a point of clash. We have the fifth five-year development program. This program has put heavy responsibility on our shoulders. The three branches of the government, the judiciary, the legislative, and the executive branch are all responsible in order to work together and achieve the goals of the five-year, the fifth five-year development program. We should not allow ourselves to come to the point of stopping cooperation with others just because we don't agree with each other. We need to help the people that are in the executive branch in order to achieve the goals. We all need to help the executive branch. I strongly emphasize that all the three branches, everybody in the three branches, should work together in order to achieve the objectives of the 20-year vision. And if we work together, we will go forward and we will have our country advance. In fact, in some areas, We are even ahead of the schedule. And of course, in some areas, we may be behind. But without a doubt, we are ahead of the imaginary deadlines, and but we need to go much further than that. We can do it, of course, by working hard and working together. Extra diligence, both in this life and for life hereafter. When it comes to the individuals and our ties with God Almighty, we also need to work hard. In our private lives, for instance, whatever is between us and God Almighty, we need to be very careful and be extra diligent. If we find a proximity to our goals and spiritual achievements, God will also help us. As far as the cultural work is concerned, especially culture for the public is important. As far as having our people look Muslims, which will be telling everyone about the inner being, we need to work hard. This is what I wanted to tell you. And of course, I'd like to thank all those brothers and the officials who worked hard even during the holidays. For instance, at the Iranian radio and television station, in our hospitals, in our emergency services, and different public works department, in order to help people to enjoy life and lead an easy life. I need to thank all of them. I know some of these officials have worked hard in order to provide security for the people and an easy life. And it is even better that if our governmental offices don't allow to for the festivities to end, for the Nowruz holidays to end, we need to start really from day one or two of the Nowruz holidays. I saw some of our officials even working during the holidays. The more we can spread this kind of culture, this kind of culture of work, and the harder we work, the more we can achieve, and it will help society to have an easy and good life. I pray to God that God bless you all. May God help you be successful in your objectives. I hope the economic reform plan will be agreed on, and a lot is achieved. And this way our people will have a taste of the fruit of your efforts. May God bless you all, and all of you have a good and happy life. What you saw was a report on an audience given by the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to the cabinet members and officials of the system. This meeting was after the Nowruz holiday.
به یادت دو بر دل می نشانم، دیده خون به دامن می فشانم، چون ایگر نالم از سوز جدایی، نیستان را به آتش می کشانم، نیستان را به آتش می کشانم. به یادت ای چراغ روشنه زداغ دل بسوزم دامن من، زبست درد گل یادت شکوفست گرفته بوی گل پیران من، گرفته بوی گل پیران
السماء فطرت
أشهد أن
الله الله اكبر تكبيرة الاحرام الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انا انزلناه في ليله القدر وما ادراك ما ليله القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر
الله أكبر سبحان الله
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر
أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر بحول الله
أقوم فأقعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد الله
لا اله الا الله العليم الكريم
عجل فرجهم ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين وعجل فرجهم الله أكبر
الله أكبر سبحان الله
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سبحان ربي الأعظم وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر
أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه الله أكبر
الله أكبر يا ولي الله
سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا ولي العافية أسألك العافية عافية الدنيا والآخرة.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله.
الحمد لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
انتخاب پلان مربع در ساخت گنبدخانه، یعنی جایی که در آن اتصال عالم خاک به عالم ملکوت به وقوع می پیوندد، گامی دیگر در ایجاد تعادل و آرامش در آدمی است و این بدان علت است که مربع مناسب ترین شکلی است که مخاطب را از نظر فیزیکی آرام و متعادل نگه می‌دارد. و چون آدمی ناگزیر به ایستادن و تفکر شد، چشم سر و دیده دلش به یاری نقوش و خطوط به کار رفته در بنا به سمت ضیافتی سحر کننده و آرامش بخش از تزیینات فرا خوانده می شود. نقوش استیمی که با پیچش‌های ملایم و مکرر و رویش‌های تکرار شونده در همان لحظه نخست توجه مخاطب را به خود جلب می‌کند، جلوه‌گاه کاملی است از تعادل و هماهنگی و در عین برخورداری از طرحی گیاهوار از نظمی دقیق پیروی می‌کند. اوج این نظم در زیر گنبد مشاهده می شود. توازن نهفته در طبیعت خطوط اسلامی نیز نماد دیگری است که چشمان مؤمنان را به نمایش دیگری از یگانگی و تعادل دعوت می کند.
الله الله اکبر.
نکته حائز اهمیت دیگر این که تعادل در معماری مساجد امری موضعی و از هم گسسته نیست. به بیان بهتر، نمیتوان بنای مسجد را مجموعی از اجزای متعادل اما ناپیوسته تعریف کرد، بلکه باید در نظر داشت مسجد به عنوان عالی ترین بنای اسلامی و کلید معماری سنتی در دو بعد نظام فضایی مکانی اتصال و پیوستگی واحدهای دیگر را حفظ نموده و زمینه همزیستی میان عناصر فرهنگی، اجتماعی، اقتصادی و سیاسی را فراهم می آورد. در بعد ساختاری نیز هر جزء با حفظ هویت مستقل خود در ارتباطی تنگاتنگ با اجزای قبل و بعد خود تعادلی شگرف، جاری و ساری را در کل ساختار مسجد نمایان می سازد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. با نام و یاد پروردگار یکتا عرض سلام و وقت بخیر دارم به پیشگاه یکایی که شما هم میهنان عزیزم، هموطنان خارج از کشور و فارسی زبانان گرانقدری که احیانا ممکنه در این لحظه بیننده مجموع برنامه دانشجو ایرانی باشن از پخش شبکه جهانی جام جم. بسیار سپاسگزارم از این همراهی و افتخار میکنم به اینکه میتونیم دقایقی رو از این تریبون و از این جایگاه در این شبکه جهانی در خدمت شما باشیم به اتفاق جمعی از همکارانمون، چون فکر میکنم ششمین برنامه است که تقدیم حضور شما میشه با این عنوان، یعنی دانشجو ایرانی، جهت یادآوری و اطلاع برای اون دسته از عزیزانی که اخیراً به جمع بینندگان ما پیوستند. باید یادآوری بکنم که این برنامه با یک سیاست و هدف کلی در این شبکه راه اندازی شده و برای آنتن میره که بتونه بخش عمده ای از سوالات شما دانشجویان عزیز خارج از کشور رو پاسخ بده، به بررسی مسائل و مشکلاتی بپردازه که ممکنه برای پیدا کردن راه حل اونها یا برای مطرح کردن اونها با دوستانی که در مراجع مختلف ذی صلاح هستن و باید پاسخ شما رو بگن به دنبال راه چاره‌ای می‌گردید. تلاش کردیم و تلاش می‌کنیم که از این طریق و با حضور دوستانی که ذی صلاح‌ترین افراد هستن در پاسخگویی به شما، به بخش عمده‌ای از این سوالات پاسخ بدیم و تعامل شایسته‌ای رو بین شما و دوستانی که در خارج از کشور مسئولیت انجام وظایف مرتبط با دانشجویی شما رو دارن برقرار بشه. امیدوارم که شما خوبانی که در طول هفته‌های گذشته با ما همراه بودید، به عنوان مبلغین این برنامه پل ارتباطی بشید بین ما و دیگر دوستانی که ممکنه هنوز ارتباطشون با ما برقرار نشده باشه. این یه نکته. نکته دوم این که فرصت دارید از لحظه‌ای که من به شما سلام میگم در این هفته تا هفته دیگر که اگر عمری باشه خدمتتون برسیم، از طریق ایمیل برنامه که همکاران من تا دقایق دیگر برای شما زیرنویس خواهند کرد، مسائل و مشکلات خودتون رو در میون بگذارید. این قول رو هم به شما دادیم که ضمن دعوت از دوستانی که حالا ممکنه از وزارت بهداشت درمان و آموزش پزشکی، وزارت علوم تحقیقات و فناوری و وزارت امور خارجه در برنامه حضور دارن، اگر لازم باشه و اگر امکانش باشه به گونه ای ارتباط برقرار بکنیم که دوستان ما که مسئولیتی رو عهده‌دار هستن به صورت شخصی مسئله شما رو پیگیری بکنن، یا به تعبیری دستور پیگیری ایمیل های شما و سوالاتی که در ایمیل هاتون داده میشه رو در وزارت مطبوع خودشون صادر بکنن. این قول رو هم بهتون دادیم. ضمن اینکه شماره تلفن های برنامه